You are listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene on Fox Sports Radio, 1340 AM and 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia. Here are your hosts, Wally, Ray, and Will.
All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene, Fox Sports Radio, 1340 AM, 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia. Ray and Wally are in the building, ready to talk Josh Dotson.
I know, a lot of dots to talk. We're not going to have my man Lex Diamonds to talk.
He's on the road doing big things.
Yeah, and he just doesn't want to talk about Dotson for him. We know the truth. We know what it is.
Hey, listen, Lex, brother, Dotson is a member of the team. He's talented. We got to talk about
it. I know that's right. Hey, join me Sunday, August 4th at Bowie Bay Sox Stadium for the first annual celebrity kickball game in honor of my close friend and homie, B Sharp. All affected by mental illness and suicide. This game will include former NFL players Santana Moss, Lee Bowden, and Vasante Shanko. The kickball game will be after the Bowie Bay Sox game. The Bowie Bay Sox game is at 1:35 p.m. You can buy your tickets at www.groupmatics.events/event/Lawrence Law. Will T would normally say this. Let's get into our tradition, the pregame. Here's our topic. Sports Journey Media's Redskins reporter Diane Cheesebro will join the show to talk about the Skins not exercising their fifth-year option on Josh Dotson and its potential coming into the season. But first, right now we have Sports Journey Media's Redskins reporter Diane Cheesebro on the line. You can catch her on Twitter at DICHESEBROUGH. That's at Die Cheesebro. She also wrote for the USA Today. What's up, Diane?
Hey, how are you?
We're good. How are you doing?
Good. I'm great. I'm doing great.
So I want to know this first. So you work with Lake Lewis. How's that relationship?
Oh, it's great. We're great friends. We have such a good time, and we've been friends for, oh my God, I think we started working together in 2009.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that. Yeah, it's great. He's one of my best friends, really. I love that man.
Yeah, he's a great guy.
So are you?
Yeah, he is.
Are you part of the masses that feel like the Redskins just had a historic draft?
They did. I do think they did. I think they did a great job. Absolutely.
Oh, man.
I mean, think about two first-round picks. Oh, my Lord. And Jimmy Moreland and Terry McLaurin.
I agree.
I'm excited.
And she's seen them. She's seen them.
This is such a biased show.
Yes.
But you know what, though? It's all about the Skins. Hey, I can't.
That's why it's called All Skins Everything, Ray. Or Everything, excuse me. So, yeah see?
Everything. Hey, say Everything.
Can you say Everything, Diane?
Everything.
I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it.
Perfect. You guys rock.
I love
you guys
it.
Rock.
That's enough. I love it. All right, so Diane, we talking about this on Twitter. All right, we talking about this on Twitter. I feel like you feel my pain when it comes to this young man. The Redskins won't exercise the option on Josh Dotson in 2020. First off, what were your thoughts when you heard the news?
The reason I wasn't surprised was because of the issue they have to deal with like Alex Smith's salary and the fact that they have another year on him. So, and his lack, here's where I get defensive. I love this young man, mm-hmm. and I get defensive for him because I think his issue is not so much a lack of production, although there's been times when I've seen him. There's been times when I've watched him in a game and I thought, you could have made a little bit more of an effort.
Mm-hmm.
However, I also think he hasn't had the opportunity just because of the circumstances at the time and all the time that he's been here. So, like last year, come on, four quarterbacks, who's mm-hmm. going to get into a rhythm, right?
Yeah.
Who's going to get into a rhythm? He already had dealt with the injury in his first year, but if you think about it, since that first rookie year, he's only missed one game. He's been available. He just hasn't had the opportunity. And I also think that he's one of those guys that might be a better guy at practice than, like, he maybe has a little bit more confidence during practice than he does in a game. But I mean, to see some of the athletics this kid has pulled off, the jump balls, this is where I'm excited about him. is the whole athleticism of the jump balls. And, okay, maybe he's got some work to do on separation. But back to your original question, I think a lot of it had to do with the fact that they know they have another year. They know they have to deal with Alex Smith's situation and the burden that puts on the salary cap. You know, I think he's what, like $10 million against the cap, and they have some time, so they're just going to use it. They've got this new quarterback situation coming in, and they want to kind of see the chemistry that he builds with Case Keenum and Dwayne Haskins. And I mean, he's already got it with Colt McCoy, so any three of those quarterbacks are gonna have to work with the receivers, which is. I mean, it's a good group this year. So, yeah, I think he's underrated. I think people are sleeping on him, and I think he just has to mature and be given the opportunity.
Well, I think many in the media are questioning his toughness, and a lot of that I think was amplified or the noise grew louder when he suffered a quote-unquote injury. Now, I say that. This is just based on reports. An injury last year in training camp. Wally and I came out the day after and almost everyone, the consensus was, we don't think he's as hurt as what's being reported. And we were told we cannot post the video of that play and what the injury occurred. So I think the toughness was put into question right around that time, if not before that. And then you got the DeSean Jackson factor. Many feel like the team chose Dotson over DeSean, and DeSean was the home run threat that Dotson was supposed to be. And you're right, he has the ability. He can maul somebody, but we just haven't seen it yet. And it's unfortunate that his quarterback situation hasn't been better. But DeSean balled with every quarterback that got put in there, and I think that's what the measuring stick is for him because, again, the team appeared or seemed to pick Dotson over DeSean Jackson. What do you think?
Well, I mean, and I totally that's understandable when you're talking about a first round draft pick, but that was a really complicated situation. I mean, DeSean Jackson is DeSean Jackson. Yeah. You're personally, there's not a lot of other receivers in the league I would pick over him.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, let's talk about like Antonio Brown or DeAndre Hopkins or somebody like that. Yeah, but I do think, for what it's worth, I do think that Jay Gruden and sees more than, I mean, everybody's always criticizing because he's so high on Josh Dotson.
Yeah.
But I, you know, when you think about during training camp, we, like in the media when we're there, everybody sees the whole practice.
Mm-hmm.
But during the season, we get like 20 minutes at max.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't see all these plays he's making. But I hear what Josh Norman says, and I've heard, I don't know if you've heard, like some of the things that Jimmy Moreland has said about him, the kid from JMU that they drafted.
Yeah.
He's got the athleticism. I think he just needed, and I think it's past tense now, to mature into the role and be given the opportunity. That whole thing last year was so weird with the injury, but still he played every game. I mean, he didn't start every game, but he was in every game. So whatever happened, he toughed it out, and he is a pretty tough kid. And I don't know if you saw his interview this year, you know, during the, of course you did. But I mean, he's just like quietly confident, and he's not going to mouth off about it. And he's just going to go, okay, you'll see. I always get a hard time about it, but I'm going to say don't sleep on him.
It's okay.
We'll see. I mean, we'll see.
Okay. I'm with you.
We'll
I'm in the same boat with
are.
You. I'm like
you
I'm
are.
First and foremost. I'm gonna always tout that Josh Dotson is a wide receiver that with the right quarterback, and I'll go one further, with the right quarterback could be in a 1,000 yard, 10 touchdown guy. Like,
he's got the ability.
Seen it. I've seen wide receivers like Josh Dotson play with Drew Brees, play with Phillip Rivers, and put up big time numbers. Like, if you
well, and he did it in college.
Yeah, he did it in college. Yeah. So.
Yeah. Go ahead, sir.
No. Go ahead, Diane. Go ahead.
No. I was just gonna say. I mean, a lot of it. One of the reasons this quarterback situation this year is going to be so interesting is because if Dwayne does show, I think he's a really special talent too, and he's already got. Yeah, and I think this doesn't maybe bode well so well for for Doctson, but I mean, he already has a thing with Terry McLaurin.
Yeah, I know.
So if he does shine in training camp and he gets the starting job, you know, I mean, you can feel about that any kind of way. Mm-hmm. There's different ways to feel about that, but I mean, if he does get the job, even week 3-4, or a couple weeks in the preseason, whatever happens, you know, you kind of tend to think maybe that connection is going to make a little bit more noise than maybe to Doctson. But I mean, that's the cool thing about McLaurin is he's so fast.
Mm-hmm.
But Doctson has got the downfield. He's the downfield threat in the end zone. That could be a really dynamic duo. But I want to see him get the opportunity, and I'm going to ask Jay about that. You know, we're going to be starting training camp in a month, mm-hmm. and I'm going to be watching specifically. This is why this is so cool we're talking about this right now, because I was just thinking about it. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be watching specifically to see how Case Keenum, you know, works with Josh and how Dwayne does, and if Haskins maybe leans a little bit. I mean, you would expect it with McLaurin. He's got that familiarity, and they've already got that chemistry. So it's going to be fun to watch that. That all the whole receiver group's going to be fun, but I will be particularly interested in Doctson with the three quarterbacks. Because,
yes.
I mean, Jay says it's going to be an open competition between the three guys. We'll see if that really is how it is.
It should be. I think it's a fair thing to do. It should be. And also, I'll say this much, and I'm a fan of Dwayne Haskins. I think he's – I mean, I'm a Michigan fan, and I watch Dwayne Haskins, and I know he's legit. Like, I know Dwayne Haskins is legit.
Oh yeah, me too.
Yeah.
But when you look at the other two quarterbacks, you know, for Josh Doctson, I think McCoy and Keenum are good for Josh Doctson, because if you look at the track record between those two quarterbacks, they're just willing to throw the ball up. And to be honest with you, they're willing just to throw it up. And they don't care.
Yeah.
Case Keenum has always been the guy just to throw the ball up. So he just doesn't care.
Right.
And then you look at Colt McCoy from his body of work, even before he got hurt, like, you watch the games, he was throwing it up to Doctson. He was trying to let Doctson make a play. So I think as a wide receiver, all wide receivers in any team, like, all they want is an opportunity to make a play. That's what the issue with Josh Doctson was. Kurt was real. He wasn't as aggressive with those 50-50 balls. And if you look at Alex, Alex has always hasn't been a guy that's been overly aggressive with the 50-50 ball. Well, you got two guys that don't care. They throw caution to the wind. Like, screw it. I don't care about an interception. Let me throw it up.
Especially McCoy.
Yeah.
Especially McCoy.
Mm-hmm.
He'll sling that thing any old time. You're exactly right.
Mm-hmm.
You're so right. Yeah. Yeah. You're exactly right. That will be the best thing that could happen to Doctson is if McCoy's getting a lot of reps. Because
mm-hmm.
they know each other mm-hmm. so well, and even in second team reps, you know, when Jay was looking at other guys, you know, they've had a lot of work together. I totally agree with you. Totally agree with you on that.
You're listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene. Right now we have Sports Journey Media's Redskins reporter Diane Cheeseborough on the line. Before I let you go, first, I want you to give me a prediction for Josh Doctson. What will be his season?
You know, God, that's no fair with this quarterback controversy.
Okay, I'll do this then. Let me do this then. I don't want to make it hard. Let me do this then. All right. So if he has a big year, like, just say, I'll give you a number. Say he goes over 1,000 yards. 1,000 yards for 1,000 yards and gives you 10 touchdowns. Do the Skins re-sign him?
Oh, yeah.
You think they do? Okay, so you think they'll re-sign him if he has a big year?
Yeah.
Okay.
Jay loves him. I mean, Jay, of course, he's not the be-all and end-all of contract, you know, signing. But, yeah. So qualify with that. But I definitely do think if he – oh, my God. And you know what? You know what's so funny you asked that?
Mm-hmm.
If you think about, as a fan, I don't know, 3 months ago, all the question marks surrounding the wide receiver core, and then after the draft, and with the two quarterbacks they've signed, doesn't it feel like the wide receiver core is a little bit more secure now, a little bit stronger group?
Mm-hmm. It's younger, too.
So, yeah. And faster, and, yeah. So, I mean, if you take that into account, maybe there's a chance. But, I mean, a first-round draft pick, I think they're going to do everything they can to re-sign him, unless, like, McLaurin and Paul Richardson just, like, came back so healthy, you know, that he was just, like, unbeatable or whatever. But I definitely do. If he has a good year, I think so. Yeah.
All right. So, Diane, first of all, thank you so much for being on. I'm glad you came on.
Fun.
I'm glad
Me
you came
too.
On.
Thanks for asking.
You're awesome.
Too.
I appreciate it.
Thank you.
And hope me and Ray and I, we should be at a training camp, so you'll see us too.
Good. Please let me know when you're going to be there.
I will.
Please let me know when you're going to be there, because I'll be there every day.
Okay. We'll do. We'll definitely do it. Thanks again, Diane. We appreciate it so much.
Take care. You guys take care. Thanks so much.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. Oh, man. That's awesome. She was great. She was cool.
I'm sorry. Yeah, she was. I don't know what you want me to say, brother.
Yeah, again, that is.
Thanks for joining All Skins Everything.
That is Sports Journeys. Again, that is Sports Journey Media's Redskins reporter Diane Cheesebro. She works with Lake. She's amazing. I love her energy. I was a big fan of that.
Oh yeah, she can definitely come back on the show.
Yeah, she can definitely come back. But yeah, man, it was a great show. Appreciate you. Appreciate the listeners who are listening to the podcast on iTunes. We appreciate you. Anyway, you've been listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene on Fox Sports Radio 1340 AM and 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia, for ages. You dig? Deuces. Hey, Mac, this is out, big homie.